that have testimony, let's begin to form a line to the west side of the sanctuary, that we may come and share with those that are viewing us now what the Lord has done for us. Amen.
Praise God. My name is Susan Brandon Oakley. Over the thanks to all love, peace, God, and mercy. I thank God for him at this morning. And so I'm burning that for myself perfume.
Amen. Amen.
My name is Sister Malaysia Weeks, redeeming time because the days are evil. I thank God for waking me up this morning, starting a brand new day. And I thank God for letting me make all A's on my report card. Praise God, I pray for you. All
right. Amen.
My name is Sister Lynn Oakley, make a joke of noise to the islands. I thank God being life and strength. Glory God, pray, please read me.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God, my name is Victoria Charlie. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. I want to thank God for my being here, life and strength, and for waking me up this morning and starting my birthday. And I also want to thank God for another birthday on today. As you're going to God prayer, please remember me.
Amen.
Praise God, my name is Sister Charity Jackson, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but to be gentle unto all men. I truly thank God for my being here and for all that he has done for me. As you go to God in prayer, do remember me.
Amen.
Praise God, my name is Shandra Young. I praise God for my being here and for the awesome time that we're going to have in this service. Pray for me as I pray for you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. My name is Brother Caleb Charlie. I thank God for my life. I thank God for not serving because truly was a blessing unto me. As we are praying, please remain.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. My name is Brother Cleveland Bass. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I thank God for my being here, for my life, health, and strength. Pray me as I pray for you.
Amen.
Praise God, I am Brother Denzel Young. Wherefore, putting away lying, let every man speak his truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. I thank the Lord for my being here, for my life, my health, and my strength, and Father, the Lord is doing in my life. And by faith, I'm thanking the Lord for the healing and deliverance that I shall receive as a result of this service. Let us continue to lift the Savior up higher and higher each and every day.
Amen. Sister, share with us your name.
Sister Annie Potts.
Sister Potts, share with us what the Lord has done for you.
First, giving unto God, who's the head of my life. I thank God for my being here. I thank the Lord for my life, health, and strength. I thank the Lord for my sister coming out with me today. And I also want to share with y'all, 30 years ago, Apostle Smith appointed me to be one of the prayer warriors. I just want to say I still have it in me. I prayed for Sister Bass, Mary Bass, and she was here. And I have another testimony. I prayed for this 90-year-old lady. I told her that her sight was going to be restored, and she had the surgery, and her eyesight was restored. She said, she went in her house, she said she didn't know her house was this dirty, but she said she could see real good. It took on our will.
Amen. Sister Young, we're waiting to praise the Lord along with you. Share with us what he has done for you.
I'm so grateful for what the Lord is doing in my life. I just give him glory and praise. I praise him for the dramatic service we had on Friday. How the Lord just really moved in such a way through the man of God, Apostle, as he went forth. And I praise the Lord for our service on today, what he is doing in my life already. And I praise God for healing also on Friday night. And I also thank God for my neighbor, LaWanda. I praise God she came to our baptism and her and her children were baptized. And we were serving that day. But she didn't just come for the fishes and the loaves. She been coming every since. And she be ready every time I ask her, she be out there ready to go, ready to go on her children. So I'm so grateful. And the children even talk about joining the choir, the children choir. So I'm so grateful for what the Lord is doing in her life and in our church family. Like, let us continue to live this day right and higher each and every day.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Charlie, share with us what the Lord has done in your life.
Well, I thank God for being here, and I just can't tell it all. I'm still feasting over last Sunday. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. God has worked so many things in my life this week, but I went to the back to the doctor. But God is doing a work, and he is turning things around. Let us continue to love and pray for one another.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jonathan, share with us what the Lord has done in your life.
Amen. And magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Truly, I thank God for my being here on today and for what he's continuously doing for me and my family. I thank God for the mass baptismal service that Apostle had, the Lord had blessed him to call. Amen. I thank God for my wife. She witnessed to a young lady, and she came on out to the baptismal service, and her and she brought somebody with her. They got baptized, and they even joined the ministry. Amen. So I thank God for what he's doing in her life and continue to help her to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I also thank God for her grandmother called her about a couple of weeks ago and told her to come on down to the lawyer's office, and she signed her house over to her. Amen. So I thank God for a house that we ain't even paid for. God has blessed us with. Amen. Amen. I thank God because truly it's a good thing when a man finds the wife. And I thank God that I found my good thing. Amen. And truly she's one of the best things that ever happened to me. Amen. So continue to pray for me and continue to pray for us as we grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. And help us to put God first. And God is doing really great and wonderful things for us. Let's continue to praise God forevermore.
Amen. Amen. Let us unite in thanking and praising God for the testimony that we spoke on today. Amen.
Dearly beloved, we greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We're so glad that you came to worship with us today. We know that our God is able to meet your every need and bless you abundantly in this service. We invite you to come back and visit us during our weekly services. Each begin at 7 o'clock p.m. nightly. On Monday night is our talent night. On Wednesday night is our Bible class. On Friday night is our prayer and anointing service. On Sunday at 9:30 a.m. is our deliverance church school. And at 11 o'clock a.m. is our deliverance worship service. Call a friend, loved one, or neighbor and invite them to listen along with you to our weekly broadcast. On Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m., WTOF 1110 a.m., Baymanette, Alabama. On Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m., WGOK 900 a.m., Mobile, Alabama. Simultaneously, this broadcast can be heard on iHeartRadio at www.iheartradio.com. Or you may download the iHeartRadio app on your iPhone, Android, or smartphone device. On Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m., WMOB 1360 a.m., Mobile, Alabama. Yes. On Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m., WMOB 1360 a.m., Mobile, Alabama. On Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m., WQFX 1130 a.m., Biloxi, Mississippi. Simultaneously, this broadcast can be heard on www.mypowergospel.com. Have you viewed us on the World Wide Web lately? Well, you can log into www.clevelandsmithministries.com, and there you can view live on pre-recorded services and upcoming events. We encourage you to take advantage of our wonderful educational programs, those being the St. John School for Tomorrow. For more information, you may dial 251-470-0350. That's 251-470-0350. Also, we have the Mother Annie Mae Robinson Infant and Child Care Center. For more information, you may dial 251-470-9948. That's 251-470-9948. Both are located at 1624 Barkin Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36605. Our media staff is ready and willing to assist you with your spiritual tapes, CDs, DVDs, and etc. You may visit them after service. They are located as you exit the sanctuary on the left side of the vestibule. Praise God forevermore and welcome again to the mini church with the Mega Ministry Outreach.
Because Lord is my shepherd. That's what I'm saying. some praise in it. We didn't make it because everybody was for us. We didn't make it because everybody wanted us to make it. But we made it because God kept us and brought us in. He's the one that predetermined that we'll be here today. He's the one that gave us health and strength that we'll be able to praise him today. He's the one. God did it. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. I thank him for deliverance ministry. I thank him for it. We are not the only, but we're one of them that's in that crowd. That God has given us the word as it is. That magnify his greatness. Magnify his love, his kindness, his goodness. Are y'all hearing me here? See, last Sunday, somebody said they remember the message last Sunday. I heard somebody give a reference to it. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. I'm reacting like I'm doing because it's a done deal. It's a done deal. How y'all here? Yes, Lord. Tell your neighbor it's a done deal. What is done about it, God had said all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I know we have that calling on our lives. So don't care what you're going through, it's still a done deal. The done deal makes me to know it's going to work for my good. I might not like it, but it's still a done deal. Because it's working for my good. Because I'm called according to his purpose like you are. Like you are. Are you hearing me here? So it's a done deal. Do you hear what I'm saying in here? I be in the valley of the shadow of death, but it's a done deal. It's working for your good. I'm going to read this to you right quick. Open your Bibles here, the 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter. And I want to read this as I'm saying the words that God giving me to help us to see how great he is and to see how much mercy he had had on us. And he spared us for a reason. He just didn't save us to give us a big car and a big house and a boat in the yard. And he still didn't do it, whether you admit it or not. But he saved us to be a witness. Saved us to be like Jesus. Yes, he is what he saved us for. To conform to the image of his son. To be like Jesus. Be concerned about witness and witnessing and winning souls to Christ. Somebody that's lost and hurting, they don't care what you own. They want to hear words from you that'll comfort them in their distresses. Okay, how much money you got in the bank? The bank is closed. They want you to help them. Be able to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Well, amen. Amen, amen. That's the words of deliverance. That's the word of deliverance. Love, I want you to prosper above all things and be in good health. But as your soul prospered, first get your emotional together. Get your act together and then look for some things materially. Oh, but that's all right now. That ain't what I was going to read. Because we look so shocked, I just might as well, hey, shake you up. Because it's the shaking that makes you. I said, it's the shaking that makes you. Anybody ever had a milk shake without it being shaken? It ain't good, but once you shake it up. Bless.
Beloved, God bless you today. I'm so glad that you have joined in listening to the broadcast. Do call somebody else and invite them to listen to us today. For certainty, this is a special broadcast. You're listening to our service that was held Sunday, October the 4th, 2015. And Sunday had a special significance to me, my daughter, both to our natural and spiritual families and friends. We thank God. October the 4th is my mother's birthday. The Sunday was after our first annual mass baptismal service that was held on September the 26th, 2015, consisting of baptizing those who have believed the gospel and have accepted Christ, but they are not a member of a church yet. As Jesus had said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And there are some believers out there that do believe, but they are not a member of the church. So the mass baptism was implemented for their cause, and we thank God for many was baptized. Yes, we're going to talk about Hezekiah, the king of Israel. When he died, his son began to reign in his stead, King Manasseh. And King Manasseh reigned longer than any of the other kings of Israel. He reigned 55 years, 14 years longer than any of the other kings, with the exception of Uzziah. Uzziah reigned 52 years. King Manasseh is different from King Saul and King Solomon and even King Uzziah. Those kings started out good, but they ended up being wicked. But King Manasseh started out being evil, and he ended up good. Let's see what the scripture has to say about it. Get your Bible and read along with me as I share with you what the Word of God is saying. Turn to 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter, and the first verse. 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter, and the first verse. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned a fifth in 5 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like all the abomination of the heathens, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. We know Moses had instructed the children of Israel and told them to avoid being like the children of Anak, the children of the Canaanites, and etc., because they were being cast out for the abominations that they were committing. We find Moses' report recorded in Leviticus, the 18th chapter. Look at the 26th verse with me. He said, "Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all of these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and defiled the land. That the land spew not you out also when ye defiled it, as it spewed out other nations that were before you. For whomsoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the soul of that committed them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep my ordinance, that ye commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, that ye defile not yourselves therein. For I am the Lord your God." Now going back to 2 Chronicles 33 and 3, look at what King Manasseh had done. "For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and reared up altars for Balaam, and made groves, and worshiped all the host of heaven, and served them." 2 Chronicles 33, 4. "Also he built an altar in the house of the Lord. Wherefore the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for the host of heaven, in the two courts of the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 33:6. And he caused the children of Israel to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times. He used enchantment and witchcraft and dealt with familiar spirits and with wisdom. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. The 7th verse says, and he set carved image, the idols which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinance by the hand of Moses. Then at the 9th verse, so Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err and to do worse than the heathens whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. It's amazing how the people of God, the chosen people of God, had strayed away from what God had said, and they became worse than the people, than the abominable heathens that were before them. And those people that are supposed to be righteous, they do become more wicked and vile in their actions than just ordinary sinners. Not exalting sinners, but I'm speaking the point that when people backslide, they become worse. This is tied in with when Jesus said that the spirit went out of a man and it couldn't find no way to rest. When he came back, it was clean there, so he brought 7 more spirits with him. So the latter state of the individual that had once been delivered or once freed or once overcome, when they come reinfested again, they are worse than they were before they began. But let's look at the sins now that Manasseh then began to commit there in Israel, God's chosen people. Incest in Leviticus, the 20th chapter, the 11th to 23rd verses, God has said, kill incest committer. Sexual relationship with unclean women, women during their menstrual cycle. Leviticus, the 20th chapter, the 18th. Verse 23rd, those who commit adultery. In Leviticus, the 20th chapter, in the 10th verse, it says, and the man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress, shall be put to death. Even offer of human sacrifices. For Leviticus, the 20th chapter, the 1st through the 3rd verse, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whomsoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourn in Israel, that giving any of his seed to Molech, he says, surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stone. Again, I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he had given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary, to profane my holy name. So that was an abomination. All these sins here was an abomination, and God had pronounced the death penalty. The 5th one is homosexuality. Leviticus, the 20th chapter, the 13th verse. If a man also lieth with mankind, as he lieth with woman, both have committed abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. Bestiality, going with the animals. If a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. The 16th verse says, and if a woman approach unto any beast, and lie down there, Thereto thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. Then Leviticus 20:16 says, and if a woman approach unto any beast and lie thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And this was practiced among the Egyptian bestiality, going with animals. That's why we see some of their symbols. Well, a human would have an animal head, and the animal would have a human body, etc. Number 7 was witchcraft. For Leviticus 20:6 says, and the soul that turneth after, that have familiar spirit after wizards, and go to whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among the people. And it said, children that curse their parent, they are to be stoned to death as well. Leviticus 20:9. For everyone that curseth father or mother shall be surely put to death. He that curseth father or mother, his blood shall be upon him. Idolatry is 2 Kings 21:6. It says, and he made his sons to pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantment, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Moses knew that they were going to enter into the promised land. And he said in Deuteronomy 9:4-5, he said, now speak not in thine heart after that the Lord had cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord had brought me and to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations do the Lord drive them out from before thee. Not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart doest thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sweareth unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 9:6 says, now understand therefore that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. For the law had commanded, God said, you shouldn't worship any other gods. But Judah and Israel did in the holy city of God. God has said, thou shalt have no other god before me. Exodus 20:4 says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. He was forbidden to mold any fashion any kind of god in Exodus 34:17. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. And then they made gods out of silver and out of gold. Psalms 115:4-8 says, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they speak, see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Nose have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. They have feet, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their folk. And they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. They had carved them out of wood. For Leviticus says, in Leviticus 26:1, ye shall not make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear up a standing image, neither shall ye set up an image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. For the Bible makes us to know in 2 Kings, look with me, 21:1, starting with the 10th verse. And the Lord spake by his servant the prophet, saying, Manasseh, king of Judah, had done these abominations and had done wickedly above all the Amorites did, which were before him, and had made Judah also to sin with all his idols. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will bring such an evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth it, both their ears should tingle. And I will stretch out over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood much everywhere until he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin, which he made Judah to sin in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Yes, he was cutting babies out of the women's stomach, offering up their children to sacrifice to Molech, and he was even having his children to pass through the fire. He was offering up human sacrifice to the god Molech. Then back in 2 Chronicles 33 and 10, and the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Yes, King Manasseh continued in his rebellious, blatant sins and rebellion against God. It doesn't even seem like God would forgive somebody that is just continuously, willfully keep on sinning and ignore his calling. King Manasseh intentionally offended God by desecrating Solomon's temple with idols. He also worshiped pagan gods and offered up his children as sacrifice and human sacrifice. And yet he ignored and continued pagan idolatry against God. He just blatantly continued to sin. 2 Chronicles 33 verse 11 says, wherefore the Lord bought upon him the captain of the host of the king of Syria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with feathers and carried him to Babylon. Oh, they were punishing him very severely. And Manasseh at the 12th verse says, when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed unto him and was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. We're seeing Manasseh is an illustration for those who are living so wrong and have lived so wrong and feel like God will not hear you. Do like Manasseh did. He humbled himself. He didn't try to blame anyone else, but he humbled himself before God and began to pray. God will not turn away those who humble themselves before him. Manasseh's life was changed, and God gave him a new start. You have fallen over and over. Ask God to forgive you. Don't receive the devil's message to block you and to make you think God will not hear you. But listen to what God is having me to say to you today. Humble yourself. He's willing to forgive even sinners that have not confessed Christ yet. But you sense the call of God is upon your life to be saved. And you feel like you've been bad too long. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But Jesus said, all manner of sin shall be forgiven. In St. Luke 19:10, Jesus said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. He's looking for you today. Receive him. Let him come into your life. Humble yourself. Believe the report. Believe what the Word of God says. Oh, if you can just believe it in your heart, if you confess it with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call on him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is your time. This is your time to be saved. Believe the report. God is for you. Whosoever will, let him come. God bless you. Come and worship with us. We are 2621 Ralston Road in Mobile, Alabama. We invite someone else to listen next week at the same time. It's a possibility we'll air this same tape because I'm sensing such a great turnover in many lives right now that's hearing my voice and that have heard the message. And we want you to hear it again. We want you to get somebody else to listen. They too can be saved. Whosoever will, let him come, and the Lord will save. Oh, God will help you. He will receive you to the utmost. Jesus saved. He'll pick you up and turn you around. He's willing to do it. There's room at the cross for you. In the name of Jesus. And I thank God for the deliverance. Thank God for the change. Thank God now in Jesus' name, it's done. Hallelujah. Bless you today. Have a great day in Christ. We'll see you soon. God bless. In Jesus' name.
In a shanty mansion made of stone, in a shanty, all alone, God cares. Yeah. Cast you aside. Just